Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
So among the problems in the nation of Zimbabwe, and there are many, is the public health issue that one in seven adults live with HIV. The problem is widespread, but it still retains a stigma, that the stigma of having the virus can be very, very isolating. And a group of extraordinary women has really come to grips with this in an amazing program that they've inaugurated in Zimbabwe that Dan Isaacs joins us to talk about. He's a reporter for our partner, the BBC, who just returned from Zimbabwe with a really terrific story. Dan, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, John?
So tell me about this group of women in Zimbabwe who've decided to use football, or soccer, as we call it here in the United States, to get rid of the stigma of HIV.
Well, I met one team. There are a group of 16 teams that form a league, and the ARV Swallows, that stands for antiretroviral swallows, which is the drug treatment, the cocktail of drugs that they take, the whole idea is to get the idea of HIV and AIDS out in the open, because still, after what, two or more decades of the HIV virus in Africa and elsewhere, it's still a real stigma. It's a real problem for people coming out who have AIDS. So what these women do is they play in football matches ahead of big matches, if you like, in Zimbabwe and Harare, so that the men's game will follow, the big league matches will follow, but they come out to play a match before that. And also at those matches, you have people who are advising on AIDS and HIV, if you like, a testing van and people who are there. So you can go and get tested at those matches as well. So it's a kind of an all-in-one thing where people are trying to make it clear that people with AIDS and HIV can take part in events in the community, but also you can go there to get advice.
And, you know, the coaches that have signed up for this are very enthusiastic. Here's one that you spoke with, Chris Sambo.
We had women that are HIV positive and living positively with HIV and AIDS who approached us and said that they wanted to play football. They thought it would be a very effective way of destigmatizing HIV and AIDS.
And the women here are having a great time.
I come here to play football just because it helps me, my fitness, and I won't be stressed every day.
So, Dan Isaacs, what do audiences think of watching these HIV-positive women play football?
That's quite an interesting thing that, in fact, Chris, who you heard there, told me. He said that one of the problems they have is that the men watching the main, if you like, male football matches are quite hesitant to see the women playing. They think in some way it's bad luck to have the women playing, the HIV-positive women playing in the same stadiums, which kind of typifies the problems that are faced, not just in Zimbabwe, but all over Africa and perhaps globally, that people are very hesitant to, if you like, engage with the issue of HIV. And that's what it's all about, is trying to get people engaged in the problem. But the issue of actually seeing and watching people play, clearly, when the matches are on, they're very entertaining. People love them. But there is this issue about not playing, the women not playing in the same venue as the men on the same day.
And Dan Isaacs, of course, reporter for our partner, the BBC, they're just returned from Harare, Zimbabwe, where HIV-positive women have formed a soccer league to fight the stigma of AIDS in Africa. Dan, thanks so much.
Thank you.